Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. The Lost Sheep. Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. When Jesus told this parable, he was speaking to people who understood sheep and shepherding. For centuries, the Jewish people had been known throughout the ancient world as expert shepherds. They knew how to care for their flocks, how to protect them from predators, how to find good pasture. So when Jesus began talking about a man with 100 sheep, his listeners would have nodded along. This was familiar territory. But then Jesus says something that must have made them pause. The shepherd loses one sheep and leaves the 99 to go searching for it. Wait a minute. Would a good shepherd really do that? Would he really abandon 99 healthy, obedient sheep just to track down one that had wandered off? From a practical standpoint, this doesn't make much sense. You could lose the whole flock while you're out chasing after one stubborn animal. We understand this kind of thinking in our modern world. Business people today build in losses to their calculations. They expect a certain percentage of customers to leave, a certain number of products to fail, a certain number of shrinkage in their inventory. It's just the cost of doing business. You accept the loss and you move on. But that's not the way God does business. God is not interested in acceptable losses. He does not write off the wanderers and focus on the ones who stayed put. Every single one of us matters to Him, not as a percentage or statistic, but as a beloved child. The image of the shepherd putting that lost sheep on his shoulders is a tender one. He doesn't drag it back by the ear or scold it for wandering. He carries it home with joy, and then he throws a party. That's what our return means to God. Not relief that the numbers are back in order, but genuine celebration. Our Father, thank you for seeking us out when we wander. Thank you for not treating us as an acceptable loss. Help us to understand how precious we are in your sight and to extend that same relentless love to others. Amen. This devotion was written and recorded by Jim Stovall.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org.